USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan on Monday over a land route to a neighboring country. The evacuation facilitated by the State Department was the first of Americans since the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. ABC News reporting that the group left with Taliban knowledge, but without their interference. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that around 100 American citizens were still in Afghanistan. And President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for parts of New York and New Jersey that allows federal aid to be distributed to communities hit by severe flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The storm killed at least 27 people in New Jersey and another 13 in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that early estimates showed the storm had done $50 million worth of damage in her state and expects that number to continue to rise. President Biden will visit affected areas in both states on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
As the Biden administration is beginning to roll out COVID vaccine booster shots, some are debating whether to receive that vaccine at all. Tim Berg has more.
The booster shot for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next week or so, but a large portion of Americans still haven't gotten their first shot. Dr. Rich McCormick works in an emergency room in Atlanta and is running for a congressional seat in Georgia. He says the vaccine should be a personal decision.
This really should be a discussion between you and your doctor rather than the government giving carte blanche statements when everything's a percentage game and you can't possibly consider all the different things that would come into each consideration for a vaccination or a treatment based on your risk factors, your age, your exposure, all that that the government really can't make blanket statements on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And 500,000 people are still without power in Louisiana and Mississippi more than a week after Hurricane Ida made landfall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that there were around 100 Americans still in Afghanistan, as some groups have been trying to charter flights to get people out. Senator Bill Hagerty says that the U.S. is not the only country dealing with some of its citizens being left behind following the pullout of all American and NATO forces last month. The Tennessee Republican and member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee tells Fox News that allowing the calendar to drive the evacuation has created these situations.
What's happened, though, is we've left American citizens behind, just as you've noted here, and that is extremely concerning. I just returned from a trip to London and to Brussels, meeting with allies in the UK and at NATO. We've got British citizens that have been left behind, too. This activity that is taking place is not just with Americans, but it's also with our allies who are suffering in exactly the same means. And we have left them in this condition. I mean, the frustration that they conveyed to me was palpable. What they talked about was a situation where we let a calendar drive our approach to Afghanistan rather than the conditions on the ground. And that's what yields a situation precisely like the one that you just showed with this lady who's expecting a child, trying to get out and not knowing what her future may be. We should have never let a calendar drive it. We should have let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.